and the lonely cry fades in the air.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in Washington, and CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarland tells us he is taking his message about USAID directly to Congress.
Prime Minister Netanyahu speaks before a joint meeting of Congress in the afternoon inside the U.S. Capitol, where a fence has been re-erected around the perimeter as part of the security enhancements here. He's speaking to a Congress that has been gridlocked at times over spending money for foreign affairs, including aid money for Israel, with new spending deadlines for September 30th on future packages.
Vice President Harris is on the campaign trail, appearing in Milwaukee to rev up the Democratic base.
So, friends, we have 105 days until Election Day, and in that time, we've got some work to do. But we're not afraid of hard work. We like hard work, don't we?
Video of Republican vice presidential nominee Senator J.D. Vance talking about Democratic women on Fox News has resurfaced, as CBS's Robert Costa tells us.
Vance has long criticized Democrats.
That we're effectively run in this country via the Democrats, via our corporate oligarchs, by a bunch of childless cat ladies who are...
And often with scorn.
You look at Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, AOC, the entire future of the Democrats is controlled by people without children.
Harris has two stepchildren with her husband, and Buttigieg has twins with his. There's a call for change in police leadership in Springfield, Illinois, after the shooting death of Sonia Massey by then-Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson in her home. CBS News correspondent Roxana Saberi reports.
Some of Massey's family members accused the sheriff's office of trying to initially cover up what happened. Now Massey's father is demanding Sheriff Jack Campbell resign.
I think it's a culture to treat this family this bad. If it were not for that camera footage, they'd have lied their way right out of this. So he needs to resign.
The ex-deputy is charged with murder. The FAA is increasing oversight of Southwest Airlines after issues such as planes flying too low over water or taking off from a closed runway.
Southwest tells CBS News it is working closely with the FAA to review recent events. In fact, the airline tells us it had recently begun its own review a few weeks ago. That has already resulted in some changes to training at Southwest Airlines.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve. Companies are finding new ways to protect employees from the heat wave. Some are preparing frozen towels for employees. Others are more high tech. A Texas-based company has technology automatically detector when a worker is hot. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available, designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the relief hotline at 800-707-6152. 800-707-6152. 800-707-6152.
A late pop star's art is going up for auction.
Next month, Michael Jackson fans can bid on dozens of drawings and artwork at auction in Los Angeles. King's Auction says about 78 drawings will be up for sale, each personally signed by the King of Pop, who died back in 2009. Jackson's estate says the singer was a lifelong fan of fine art. He started drawing as a kid and would often draw as a hobby on tour. Bidding will start at $1 million for the entire collection August 3rd. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
A Tennessee man only learned he won $1 million jackpot when detectives called to tell him his winning ticket had been stolen. The lottery ticker, who wants to stay anonymous, bought two winning tickets at a Murfreesboro gas station. One winning ticket had a prize of $40. The other was the $1 million ticket. Police say a clerk at the gas station where he bought it stole the ticket and then tried to collect the prize. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price, plenty of clouds in the overnight, lows in the mid-60s, light winds, and one or two showers or storms. On Wednesday, still a very slim shower chance. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sunshine. It will be hazy as well. Light winds and highs in the middle 70s. It's 69 at our studios.
Street, and dancing in Chicago. Down in New Orleans. Central Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Through the world. Farmers and the crews that serve them are up early, and so is Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe, has all the statewide agricultural news starting at 5 a.m. weekdays with updates throughout the day. Until then, we keep going with more Timeless Hits next on WRJN. As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today I'm going to talk about how candy and beer helped me get good at money. I am not even kidding with this one. You may have heard me talk about having a money meeting with yourself. That's what I started doing when I turned my money life around, and it is still how I keep my life on track today. But back when I was starting out, I needed some motivation to show up to those meetings with myself. So I let myself have candy if it was the morning, and, you know, one of my favorite beers if it was sometime o'clock. Knowing that there's a treat coming, if I sit down and look at how I'm doing with my money, that helped get me to the table. They're just little rewards. Swap in whatever it is that motivates you if it's not candy and beer, and schedule that money meeting with yourself if it's not something you're already doing. For more tips on saving more and spending less, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you go down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. We love people, we love daddy, we love mean. We love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, last we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
They all could be California.
traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. A boy just south of Mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves, we hear it from the people of the town. They call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around, lay their money down. I never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth Southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
Local news and timeless hits. It's what made WRJN indispensable to Racine for over 97 years. Well, we're still here with both, and our commitment to local news and lots of fun with timeless hits continues on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and on the historic AM band at 1400. More timeless hits coming right up.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
began. I can't begin to knowin', but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one.
Yeah. hustlers. The Bowery got it bumped. 42nd Street got Big Jim Walker. He a bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he's big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. But down home they call me Slim. Hey, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spin into the wind, you don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. Got a two-piece custom made for you. Yeah, you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim. This morning.